Okay, so good morning, everybody. Today we conclude the Rambam and the first parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin, which is really a very beautiful psak halacha based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, which really captures like what is the essence of a Jewish city. So previously in the parak, we said that there's a population limit for a Sanhedrin Ketana of 120, and then we talked about the composition of the Sanhedrin itself. There has to be at least, which is a chiddush in the Rambam, and maybe a girsa yeshu echad yodela daber, who is Rai Lahoru, Salamid B'chol HaTorah Kula. But there are other requirements as well, which sort of fit into the population requirements. So let's learn the Psak Halacha of the Rambam. I think it's really a very beautiful idea about what the archetype of a Jewish city is. And we'll go back to the Gemara itself. We'll point out the machloks in between the Rambam and Rashi in particular, and then show how the Rambam is Lashita. So, Olama in Mamidin B'Sanhedrin, the Rambam writes, Ela B'ir Sheish B'Meyav Esrim, Sanhedrin shall esrim b'shlosha v'shalashu shall esrim b'shlosha. So 23 dayanim and 69 talmidim. That's 92. V'asara batlanim shall beis haknesses. Right, you need to have a minyan in shul at all times. Tefila b'tzibur, and then back to the bezdin u'shnei sofrim. As we talked about yesterday, that's again the Rambam's understanding that echad was kosev divrei mechayvin ve'echad kosev divrei hamizakin. The way that he understood the machlokas between the chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda u'shnei chazanim. The Chazanim, Kesef Mishnah points out, are that's the Shliach Bezdin, who is Mazman people of Din, and also kind of a Shoftim Vishotrim, somebody who's going to be, you know, Malka, Alpi Bezdin, Ushnei Bali Dinim, V'amdu Ushnei Anashim, Ushnei Edim, Ushnei Zomimin, right? The Edim should have a little bit of Yira to them. And the Zomimin also need a deterrent, Ushnei Zomime Zomimin. So that brings us up from 92 to 102, 104, 106, 108, 110, 112. 114. You need tzedakah in the city. Right, as the Meiri points out, based on the Gemara Bava Basra, anytime that we're mechalik tzedakah, that requires a shuma. Kol inyan debay shuma is matzrich shlosha. So again, the Rambam felt that was an additional three people. So that's 117. V'rofei uman. Rashi understands these are two different figures. A rofei is a mohel, and an uman is a makiz dam, but the Rambam Lashitaso in Hilchos Shvisas Asor and Hilchos Shabbos, when the Rambam writes about being quote unquote Mechal Shabbos or Mechal Yom Kippur, for Achila, it's obviously not a chilul. You need a Rofei Uman or a Rofei Baki. It's Meduyak in both of those places in the Rambam. Hilchos Shabbos Perek Beis, Hilchos Shvisas Asor Perek Beis. So the Rashi and the Meiri separated this out. We'll see the Gemara in a second into two different personas. The Rambam, it's one. It's a Rofei Uman, 118. A Lavlar is a Sofer, somebody, not the Sofer Adayanim, but somebody's a Mechaber Svarim. Umalam Etin Okos. You need, you know, Chinuch. Hare Meya Ve'esrim, 120. So again, it's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Meya Ve'esrim, Maya Ve'tayu. Esrim B'shlosh, Kineget Sanhedrin Kitana. Shaloshuro shalasim shalosha reitishim v'tarte asar batlanim shalbeis haknesa remei otrei shnei sofrim ushnei chazanim shnei balei dinim ushnei edim shnei zomim ve zomim harei mei avi arbei asar batani kol ir shein v'asar dvarim halalu in tamin chacham rashi l'dor b'silcha bezdin makin v'oshin. Okay, so the 114 is largely comprised of the bezdin. Kupa shal tzedaka nigbeis b'shnayim ischalekes b'shlosha. Again, the Rambam thought that was three people total, bring you to 117. Beis HaKnesses, that's the Asara Batlanim. It can just be like, you know, a Beis HaKnesses, you know, that's empty. Ubeis HaMerchatz, there should be hygiene. Ubeis HaMerchatz. Rofei V'uman V'lavlar. So again, here, this girsa was V'uman. There's a Tabach, which is in parentheses. Some questions about the girsa there. The Rambam obviously left it off. Apparently, you don't absolutely need meat. Umilame Tinokos. Mishum Rabbi Kiva Amru Af Minei Peira. You need to live in a place where there are fresh fruits. Mideisha Minei Peira Meirin Es Einayim. It's a very beautiful idea. They should be able to eat in a nutritious way. It's interesting. The Reb Meir Simcha in the Or Sameach points out that there's a daya of Rabbi that you need 277 because you need 23 times 12, which is 276. Because in every city that has a Sanhedrin, you need to have all of the Shvatim represented. That's the basis of the reason the Yerushalmi. My time at the Rebbe, Vushay Sham Shnei Masar Sanhedrin Shal Shnei Masar Shvatim. Fascinating. So every Shevet sort of has to encompass, every city that has a Sanhedrin Ketana has to encompass the perspectives of all of the Shvatim. You can't be myopic. You have to sort of, you know, have a broader view, which I think is a really beautiful idea in its own right. this Yerushalmi that Rav Meir Simcha is bringing up, is that what we really want is a kind of a perspective that, you know, that every Sanhedrin Ketana understands that it's not just dealing with the city that's right in front of it, but, you know, we don't pask in this way, obviously. It's not mentioned in the Rambam, but it's makif, the entire global perspective of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so now back to the halacha as we have it, and just to conclude in this minute. So what are the values that are encompassed in this Psak Halacha, the Rambam, Sanhedrin Aleph Yud, based on Gemara Sanhedrin Yud Zayin Amid Beis? So of course, you know, what's essential to the city is a Beis Din that functions properly, which includes the Talmidim, which includes the Sofrei HaDayanim, which includes the Chazanim, and all of the rest. You need Tzedakah, you need Tefila B'Tzibur, you need a Rofei Uman, you need, you know, Mechabrei Svarim, and you need Chinuch. So if you want to know, sort of like, what is the, you know, basic framework of a Jewish city? What are the basic values? So this halacha isn't just, you know, sort of technical halacha, but it gives us an insight into what do we value and what kind of place should we live. Now, I should just note the Meiri says, you know, when the Gemara notes that Ein Talmid Chacham Rashei Lador, it says Ra'oi, that this is what we should do. Sometimes it's not possible for us to get everything we want in terms of a location.